Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. We're hearing reports this morning that parts of Chicago are turning into ghost towns due to fear of immigration raids. Joining me now, Bloomberg's Alicia Caldwell. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Alicia.
Thank you.
What are you hearing about the situation in Chicago right now?
Well, you know, folks are nervous, be it, you know, folks who don't have status or those whose status may be tenuous. You know, they might be waiting for a court hearing or otherwise, and they're just staying home with the uncertainty of promised mass arrests. You know, the Trump administration has not been subtle. They've said, in particular, they'll target cities like Chicago. Chicago's been mentioned very, very specifically and very often as a sanctuary jurisdiction that will get their attention. So it's having an immediate impact, at least in the short run. We'll see what happens, you know, in the coming days and weeks. We've not seen raids as we've sort of been predicted, right? But folks are staying home, and it's showing that if nothing else, there's an impact on word of mouth and fear.
Talk about the nuance of Chicago being considered a sanctuary city. What does that really mean legally?
Well, it means a couple things, right? So local authorities don't basically cooperate with federal immigration authorities. And that's a tricky one, as you say, because there's nuance. Cooperate meaning when somebody gets arrested, they get arrested, they get processed, they get treated, you know, under whatever rubric there is for a criminal arrest. But those authorities don't call ICE. They don't say, hey, I think I have this person, or hey, this person is in my jail. If ICE, you know, chooses to take that person into custody once they're released, that's that. You know, one important thing to remember, though, is also that Chicago was the site of bus arrivals. Many migrants by the thousands were dropped off in the city by authorities from Texas. They were actually flown and bused by the thousands. So, you know, they didn't balloon a population of newly arrived foreigners sort of on their own or in a vacuum. There's help, if you will. And then people tend to go where they know somebody. If one of their, you know, if somebody crossed the border in, say, Arizona, but they had a friend who ended up in Chicago after crossing in Texas, they may have gone to Chicago as well. So it's a little bit of a combination of all kinds of things. You know, the governor has said, look, criminals don't have a place here. If you're a convicted criminal, if you're a dangerous person, we think you should be deported too. But we're not going to help with, you know, the guy whose only offense is being in the country without authorization. And it's an important distinction. That's not actually a crime. It's a civil paperwork issue that you're out of compliance with immigration statutes. It's a very, very nuanced fine line, but that's sort of the line that the state has taken of criminals should be taken care of by federal authorities, but it's a federal job. And for those who, like I said, who are just sort of in the country, particularly those waiting for court hearings, they've offered, you know, this welcoming effort, if you will.
What can you tell us about news that the Trump administration has also reversed some previous policies and will now allow raids near places like schools and places of worship?
Yeah, so it's a longstanding policy that dates to the Obama administration that ICE officials, immigration officials writ large, don't go to churches, they don't go to hospitals, schools, nursing homes, I believe, was one. Places basically where, you know, you're conducting religious business, funerals, weddings, that sort of thing. You're getting emergency aid. And a church has long been, you know, thought of as a sanctuary, right? We've We've all heard of stories of people, you know, seeking refuge in a church in an immigration context. If immigration officials decide that they need to go into a church now, they have carte blanche. In the past, there were exceptions. You know, somebody is a suspected murderer, a serious, dangerous criminal, a terror suspect. They had the authority to make the decision to go into those facilities. But generally, you know, the average run-of-the-mill action, no. That has changed. So it is yet to be determined, to be honest. I've asked the government how this will be implemented, if there's any sort of additional guidelines other than they get to do what they want. It's unclear, to be honest, you know, what Customs and Border Protection will do and what ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, will do. They're two separate agencies under the Department of Homeland Security. ICE is generally responsible for finding, arresting, and deporting migrants in the country without permission. Customs and Border Protection, it's right there in the name, right? They maintain things, you know, coming over the border, as well as people and immigration at the borders. So a little bit of it is unclear, but it marks a little bit of a tension point for, I think, a lot of people in the migrant community.
You're listening to Alicia Caldwell. She is with Bloomberg News. I'm curious if you're hearing in Chicago and in any other cities with large migrant populations about any efforts to try to shield migrants from possible raids.
You know, it's a little vague right now because, you know, there are questions about whether police in local jurisdictions that have declared themselves sanctuaries will stand in the way of immigration authorities. The federal government has said, and I believe this morning the Justice Department sort of highlighted this, you shouldn't do that they'll arrest you in some cases if necessary. We've not seen that before, right? We've not seen the city of Chicago Police Department stand in a ring around someone. That's just not happened before as a general proposition. So we'll see. Communities themselves, yeah, you bet. We're seeing that in Chicago, right? Again, people are staying home. We're not sure yet if that includes keeping kids home from schools. I know in some parts of the country, schools are obviously closed because it's bitter cold. St. Louis is one. I don't know that the schools are closed, but it's bitter cold. So, you know, that may have some impact as well. But, you know, the community is the better sort of gauge of who's going to try to actively shield and protect. In the past, we've seen state governors pardon certain individuals who were targeted for deportation based on their criminal record. We may see some more of that. It's unclear, frankly, if that will have an impact. The reality is that, you know, for folks in the country without authorization, they are arrestable, right? And they could face deportation. The circumstances of how that gets carried out and that whole process gets very, very complicated. But, you know, the reality is if you're here without permission, they can't arrest you. And Tom Homan, the border czar, has said he will arrest you. He doesn't have any qualms. He might be looking for somebody else with a serious criminal record, but if it comes upon you, well, so be it.
Alicia, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
That is Bloomberg's Alicia Caldwell joining us this morning on Total Information AM.